Still rocking and rolling on the Fan in New York. Let's reshuffle the deck a little bit and get right back into it. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. So I came in tonight, Thursday Night Football, talking about Football Thursday on the Fan. We're watching this Hall of Fame game. I don't know if you are, but you should have eyes on it. Brett Rippon, who was with the Jets at the end of the season last year, he's ripping it. He's having a good game. He's having a good showing. He's been a little bit of a journeyman quarterback. The Jets should have signed him earlier. Anyway, watching the game and starting to get the itch for football. I want to throw a football. I want to see other football teams play. I want to see actual first-string guys play, and that's a ways away. We are talking about our favorite football movies. I have a list of 17 that I've put together. People are still on hold that want to weigh in and give their football movies. We'll do that. We're talking a little bit about the Baltimore Orioles as the Yankees are off tonight, and the Baltimore Orioles absolutely got smacked by the Cleveland Guardians. And when you look at the best teams in the American League, now the Guardians have 66 wins. They're one game out in front of the Yankees and the Orioles, who have 65. But when you're trying to forecast October, you expect to see those teams in the postseason. Today, MLB came out with their postseason schedule. Bob Nightingale reports that for the first time in history, MLB has a flexible World Series schedule. If the NLCS and ALCS each end by October 19th, the World Series will be moved up 3 days to October 25th to avoid the long layoffs. Good job, Major League Baseball. We'll see how that all plays out. So the American League wild card will begin on October 1st through October 3rd. Same for the National League wild card. And ESPN will have coverage of those. The ALDS will start October 5th through 12th on TBS. The NLDS will be October 5th through 11th on Fox and Fox Sports 1. The ALCS will be October 14th through the 22nd on TBS. The NLCS will be October 13th through 21st on Fox and FS1. And your 2024 World Series Fall Classic will be October 25th through November 2nd on Fox. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the phones and get these football movies. I think we can get to 20. I think I got 16 or 17. David is in Manhattan. David, you're on the Fan.
Good evening, Keith.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Good, man. Having fun.
Listen, two things. First, the movie. The movie goes back to 1953. John Wayne, Donna Reed, a movie called Trouble Along the Way. It's a romantic comedy in a sense, but it's about football also, because it takes place in a Catholic college that has a losing team, and they bring in this coach, John Wayne, goes on from that. I think you would have a lot of fun watching it with some popcorn and your 15-month-old son, your wife on the couch. It's a cute movie. Okay.
It's on the list. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah. It's John Wayne. Yeah. Anyway. The other thing is, I know you're into rap. Have you ever heard of a group called Kneecap?
Kneecap? No.
Okay. Kneecap is an Irish-speaking rap group from Ireland. And the whole story is, I think you'd like it. They just came out with a movie. I saw it last night at a preview called Kneecap. It's opening on August 2nd, and it's a riot. So if you get a chance, check that out. It's the idea that the British were not allowing the Irish to speak their native language, and there's a whole thing with that. So,
yeah, I just looked it up. I'll take a look at it during the break. Thanks for the call, David, and the movie. I mean, you guys are giving me a lot of homework that I'm never going to get to. I just don't have the time, man, between doing these five-hour shows or doing the, like, three-and-a-half-hour show after Yankee games and then fighting traffic. I mean, you know, last night, if you follow me on Instagram, it should still be there. Trying to get out of the city last night. I mean, I know every way to get out of here to get back to Jersey, but there's really only one way. By tunnel, and that's the Lincoln Tunnel, because they closed the Holland Tunnel. I cannot wait for them to finish the repairs of the Holland Tunnel, because I would get home in literally 15 minutes. but it ended up taking 45, 50 minutes last night. And I can kind of get a gauge of, like, the different entrance to the Lincoln Tunnel, which ones are backed up. I'll look at Waze. I'll see the red traffic patterns. But then I'll also just start to see red brake lights, and I'm like, nah, I'm not going there. And so I ended up, I forget which way I went. I think I went to go through, like, I think around, like, 34th. There's a tunnel before you get all the way up to, like, you know, closer to Times Square. And I'm like, what is taking so long? What is? And there was an old man. He fell asleep in a wheelchair in between the two lanes of traffic. So there's, like, a turn, and everybody was making the turn and having to maneuver around him. And everybody was also taking pictures of him while they slowly passed him. Only in New York. Only in New York you see traffic like this on a Wednesday night. And you don't know why the traffic is bumper to bumper so slow. There's guys directing the traffic, but then there was a guy sleeping in a wheelchair in between. I think I have it still on my Instagram. That journey awaits me in about 2 hours from now. Can't wait to see what type of shenanigans I get into. I have a dash cam on my car because around a year ago, coming up on almost a year ago, I was driving to work and I was coming across Canal right by the Lincoln Tunnel. I was coming down Hudson and a young guy just rammed into my car. I don't know what he was on. I remember I was late that night. Paulie ended up, you know, filling in. I think him and Marco did a little bit of my show. And since that moment, my mother-in-law got me a dash cam. And when I go back and look at the footage of the dash cam and, like, the skill level it takes to drive out of New York City and not be stuck in traffic and to maneuver and to, like, dodge cars and to go around people and get your nose of the car, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane what we do in this city driving through traffic in the middle of the night just to get home. 888-808-1019. Please drive safe wherever you are. Gary is in Naugatuck, Connecticut. Gary, you're on.
My man, Pots and Pants.
Hey, I'll be your Huckleberry.
What's up, Keith?
Hanging out, watching football, talking sports.
All right, man. So I got a couple of movies for you. Yeah, I grew up on The Program. That's what
Love
me
that
and
movie.
My teammates used to watch before every game. I mean, that would fire you up.
Yeah, Latimer, he was a problem.
If you had a pulse, that'll fire you up.
Sure.
And so, I don't know if you mentioned it yet. You said you had 17. I've been listening to you on and off. Mark Wahlberg, Invincible in 2006.
That's a good one. Yes, that's based on a true story.
Yeah, I know it's controversial. Everybody hates Philadelphia, but it was Dick Vermeil holding open tryouts, and I don't know, I guess some janitor or whatever made the team for special teams.
You just made me think of one of my favorite football movies, and that I didn't come up with until now. We have 18 movies on the list. Rudy.
All right.
How did I not think
that
of Rudy?
That wasn't on it.
No one has said Rudy on Twitter. No one has called in. But that just, I'm like, I've seen Invincible. What else did I? Rudy. Rudy is one of the all-time, just best movies, not just football movies.
Absolutely. You know, I heard you spitting rhymes with DJ LeMayu the other night. That was awesome. I thought it was great.
Yeah, that was an old rap that I did in 2021 when I thought the Yankees were going to let him walk, and I just think back to being in those pandemic times where we were, like, coming out of the pandemic but still, like, I don't know, like, not going places and wearing masks. And I spent a lot of time in my room watching baseball and making content, and that came from that time.
Well, you're good at it, man. And, you know, now we kind of got a rusty, broken down machine. But,
time flies. Yeah, hey. He's not the same guy.
Is Craig doing play-by-play during the Texas series?
Yes, sir.
Is that what I heard?
Yes, sir. Not this weekend, but the weekend after this homestand, August 9th, 10th, and 11th, the Texas Rangers series that'll end this nine-game homestand that the Yankees are about to have. He'll be up there with Susan, yes.
That should be very entertaining. I will be tuned in.
Oh, of course. I might have to pop in on Craig and Susan and wish them luck.
And so I think I'm sorry we didn't get Vladdy Guerrero, but I think Judge having Soto and Chisholm behind him is going to do the trick as far as backing him up a little bit.
I had no interest in Vladdy. The way Vladdy has gone out of his way to talk about the Yankees his entire career, he's not welcome here. I knew they weren't even going to pursue him.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they change your mind when you flash a little money at them. But anyway.
In division, I knew the Toronto Blue Jays were going to have a high price for Vladdy, and the Yankees probably didn't even pick up the phone.
Yeah. One other thing. I was watching Simone Biles jumping around on one leg, and I was wishing maybe some of these Yankees can take some of that toughness out of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep playing a little bit.
I haven't got the opportunity to like actually watch. I've seen some clips on social media. Obviously, she won, and obviously everybody's calling her the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And like, GOAT gets thrown around a lot. Like, everybody's the GOAT. People tell me I'm the GOAT. I'm not the GOAT. Like, Simone Biles is actually like the greatest of all time at what she does.
Oh, no, man. If you had seen what she was doing out there, she's jumping around. She's got broken bones or calf strains or something. She's popping around on one leg,
incredible.
And she won the gold.
They showed her on this game tonight because her husband, Jonathan Owens, plays for the Texans.
Oh, he does.
Fun fact.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and she spoke out because people have been trolling them, calling him Mr. Biles. They're both great. They're both great in their own right. She's just obviously world famous and the greatest at what she does by a lot. I mean, he made it to the NFL. Shout out to both of them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking the call, Mr. Keith. We'll talk to you soon.
You're the man, Gary. Thanks for making the call. 888-808-1019. Yeah, it's funny. Like, you know, I mentioned my haters because I want you to know I see you. You're not doing anything. And with Simone Biles, you know, she mentioned all the people that say stuff about her and her husband. And, you know, it seemed like, it was something that got under her skin a little bit. But, like, they're both great. He's in the NFL. She's the greatest, you know, Olympic gymnastics. I don't know exactly what event she does of all time. Imagine what their kids are going to be like. You put those genetics together, an NFL player. And a gym, like, they, like, if she's done, if this is her last Olympics, start having those kids. Start popping those kids out because they're going to be great too. They're rich and they're athletic, guaranteed. Back to the phones we go. Jason is in Edison. What's up, Jason? You're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, what's up, dude? So I came to talk about Malik Nabers back for day two.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm on. For the first time in July 8th, actually. Awesome, dude. Your experience is just awesome. I love being on the show. It's just awesome.
Thanks.
Anyway,
dude.
I just wanted to tell you about Malik Nabers and how his past feels like it's something that Giants value a lot. Like, I feel like LSU as an entire college has really gotten, like, I feel like it's gotten like a lot better.
Oh, I mean, LSU is a factory. They're a college of champions, and they're between Angel Reese and Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Livy Dunn, even like their baseball players, right? Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
Like, they are a factory for talent.
Yeah, I also I value the quarterback. When I saw Jaden Daniels get picked up, literally like a couple picks before the Giants got Malik Nabers,
mm-hmm.
I felt like everything like that they were going to get kind of like flickered out. I was one of those people who thought they were going to get Jaden.
Me too.
But once they got Malik, I felt like it kind of offset it.
Yeah.
And if we got, and I just can't imagine of like what we would have been like if we could finally, like, I liked Daniel Jones when he got drafted. I thought his pass was awesome, but I think we need a new quarterback. I'm just saying.
Jason, last year, you know, when the Giants beat the Patriots and the Giants beat the Commanders, that's what changed their fortunes. Tankathon had them getting Jaden Daniels last year, but they dropped to the number six pick. There was a chance where we thought they were going to be picking top three.
Yeah. I'd also like to bring up the Yankees just before. Thanks for taking my call, dude.
Yeah.
So I feel like since the Orioles have been on a tread lately, I feel like that's the only thing that's keeping the Yankees in it, especially for a couple of these months. It's nice seeing people are on the team are finally like picking up the places where like Judge and Soto usually be, like DJ LeMahieu. But I feel like I'm still waiting for it all to like mash up and everybody to do it instead of just one or two people doing it all game.
Yeah, I think we got a little bit of a sample size. It's not a large sample size, but we just got a little bit of a sample size once Jazz got here. The five-game win streak that the Yankees are on, winning back-to-back series, sweeping the Phillies. I mean, DJ LeMahieu won you a game. Jazz won you a game. The bullpen won you a game. Guys like Trent Grisham making plays. Gleyber Torres making plays. I think we're starting to see that it's not just two good hitters, and that they do have a team. Guys like Verdugo and Volpe contributing, Ben Rice, Austin Wells. Like, now we're actually starting to see some depth in the lineup. And I think, with like what you said, the negative trend, the downtrend of the Orioles is the only thing that has kept this race close. And now when you look in the standings, you see an L1 under streak with Baltimore. You see a W5 next to the Yankees. When you look at the standings, they're tied now, right? When you look at the win loss is like the loss column. They're tied now. So what the Yankees have to do is take advantage of this homestand. They have to win these next three series. They got to sweep one or two of these series and keep the momentum going. It's time. It's now or never.
Yeah, I get it. The push, it's got to be now.
Yeah, it's August 1st. It's time.
I feel like the bullpen, once we get people like Scott Efros and all the others.
Ian Hamilton.
All of them. I feel like it's going to add more depth to the entire team.
Yeah.
And just like what happened when we got Jazz Chisholm, I feel like.
You have options. You can do more. And then everybody plays better because they feel stronger. It's like, yeah, we're not depleted now. Like we're not running Jamai Jones out there. We're not running JD Davis out there. We're not pitching Dennis Santana. You know, we're not pitching Caleb Ferguson. Like, we have some guys. Jason, you're the man. Thanks for making the call. 888-808-1019. It's time for another break. As the time is 1019 on my watch, it'll be delayed when you see it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Did that say annoy people on the quiet car? I don't think I've ever heard that before. Don't annoy people. Don't call the Fan to annoy people. Why would you do that? Keith McPherson on the Fan. Right back at it. It's football season now, huh? We're back to football. Maybe we can get a new First in Pod episode so we can get a different... It was mentioned on the broadcast, this feeling, it's Michael Jordan. Without a question, he's calm. Maybe he doesn't get it done or whatever, but like, he's not shook. I've heard that 3,000 times. We need to get a new First in Pod episode so we can get a new cut. We need a new cut. Patrick Mahomes, Super Bowl champ, going for the three-peat. Somebody's got to stop him. Maybe it'll be the New York Jets. No, it won't. Come on. We got to be for real. The Jets have to just get to the playoffs. Playoffs? Yes. Like, the Jets just have to end their drought. That should be the goal. I mean, already, right, back-to-back years of Aaron Rodgers, a veteran player is like, I'm out. Corey Davis last year, nope, I'm good, I'm out. No thanks. I'm done. I think they've got a ton of talent, but talent isn't everything. It takes so much. It takes coaching. Takes reps, it takes experience. And that's the biggest thing with these Jets. I'm like, they need to get a lot of reps. They're not going to have a lot of preseason reps. No one really is. But they got to get a lot of reps under Aaron Rodgers, and this offense has to come together. You know what I think about a lot? I'm like, what if Aaron Rodgers goes down again? Well, now you got Tyrod Taylor, but still, like, we got to see Aaron Rodgers week to week to week to week play. It's the number one thing. It's the only thing. But he's so old that, like, I think, like, I don't know. I like, one wrong step, one wrong tackle, could be right back to where we were last year. But at least you don't have Zach Wilson. You have Tyrod Taylor. What if Breece Hall goes down? Who's a backup running back? Oh, the kid Agent Zero. The kid out of Wisconsin. Why am I blanking on this kid's name? The rookie that they took. Rookie running back, Wisconsin. Braylon Allen, yes. Connor Gang Green, producing Jets fan. He knows who I'm talking about. But I guess Izzy Abanaconda would be higher than him on the depth chart. We're about to find out. We shall see. 888-808-1019. Brady is in Buffalo. What's up, Brady? You're on the Fan.
Man, the Jets are such contenders. They worked out veteran Jarvis Landry.
I did see that. Tell me more.
Man, Jarvis. Like, you know, you play ball, dude. You know, you play hard. Is that guy still going at that age? That's brilliant. You know who's not going right now? Is Aaron Williams. Because of Jarvis Landry's hit on September 15th, 2016. A hit he was fined $24,309 for. Now, I digress. Jarvis, we never wish injury on anybody. Like, Keith, you ever go into a play, like, in college and being like, you know, I'm going to inflict pain? Probably not.
Well, no, I played offense. But there are defensive players that are literally trying to do that. They're trying to kill you.
Yeah, but on the flip side of the coin, this was an illegal crackback block that ended Aaron Williams' career. And in multiple opportunities with Rich Eisen, Anish Mehta, Jarvis Landry still refuses to apologize to Aaron Williams.
Yeah,
what's up, man?
In his mind, he thinks it's just football. Yeah, I just looked it up. Man. He said, call it what you want. It's football. A lot of football players look at it like that. Like, well.
I know that's not the way you view the game. You view the brotherhood the same way I do.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey, Jarvis, apologize to Aaron Williams. I love you, Keith.
Thanks for the call. Now, I did see that the Jets worked out. That just came across the timeline. Let's see. Jarvis Landry, and an article was just put out in less than an hour ago, 51 minutes ago in the Sporting News. New York Jets explored potential 5-time Pro Bowl addition to wide receiver room. Is this an Aaron Rodgers-driven thing? Jarvis Landry is done. He's cooked. He's done. I don't think he's got speed. He started off his career with a ton of receptions. He started off his career as one of the best hands receivers, catching everything. He's done. We were just talking about the pipeline of talent coming out of LSU. We weren't thinking about him at all. He was coming out with OBJ. OBJ might be done. Being down there in Miami, I don't know. I guess it's a insurance play in case, again, like I'm talking about, let's say somebody gets hurt in the wide receiver room. I just talked about the quarterback going down, the running back going down. I don't know if Garrett Wilson goes down, Jarvis Landry can't replace a Garrett Wilson. I'm trying to think where he would fit in. You have Malachi Corley. You have Alan Lazard. I can't say you have Mike Williams just yet, but you have Xavier Gibson. I don't know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers feels like they don't have enough at the wide receiver position. And maybe they will take a flyer on a Jarvis Landry, but he just doesn't move the needle for me. This is a Jets team that needs to compete. This is a Jets team that needs to compete at the top of their division and in their conference and needs to be a playoff team. So when I'm looking at their receivers now, I have their roster in front of me. Is Jarvis Landry... I guess he's better than some of these no-name guys. Is he better than Alan Lazard right now? I don't know. Alan Lazard had a bad year last year, but I can't even really be mad at him. He came over here to play with Aaron Rodgers. So once Aaron Rodgers is not playing and you're in practice watching Tim Boyle and Zach Wilson, I wouldn't really be too hyped about that either. So maybe you're looking at, like, there's a bunch of guys that are like, let me give you these names. Malik Taylor, Marcus Riley, Lance McCutcheon, Tyler Harrell, Hamzy El-Zayat, Irvin Charles. Yeah, I think they might actually stand to sign Jarvis. I stand corrected now looking at their wide receiver room. Maybe if Jarvis Landry can run, I don't know what he's running. I don't know what his 40 time is. He is a hands receiver. And in tandem with an Aaron Rodgers trying to get rid of the ball quickly, throwing little quick slants and stop routes and some check down underneath drag type stuff. Maybe there is room for Jarvis Landry. But yeah, it'd be nice if the Jets told him under one condition, you got to apologize for that hit on Aaron Williams. There's a thing like, you know, when we all saw DeMar Hamlin get hurt, that wasn't intentional. That was just a freak accident. But when you play football, like I've been on football fields in practice where guys have broken their legs, where guys have been concussed, where guys have gotten hit and not gotten up, and it scares the hell out of you. It's just like, one, because it could have been you. Two, because it's like, yo, that's my boy. Like, we were about to go eat after this. And now he's not going to be in the dining hall. He's going to be in the hospital. It's crazy. You go from, you know, being in practice in the moment to being like, wow, someone's seriously hurt. It definitely makes you think about football. It is a modern day gladiator sport. And as much as I talked about them potentially in, you know, 20, 30 years playing two-hand touch and them trying to make it safer, it's not a safe sport at all. It's not safe at all. I know I was watching Receiver on Netflix, and I'm like, man, you know, it opened and it was showing like Justin Jefferson going across the middle, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown made a business decision to get down. I think it was Lions versus the Broncos. And Antoine Randle-L is a receivers coach on the Lions. And he gives him a look when he comes back to the sideline. Like, hey, bro, like, you could have turned that up and got five more yards or got, you know, three more yards. And Amon-Ra St. Brown's like, nah, I'm tired of getting hurt. I'm not taking no hits. Weather delay in this game in Canton. It is pouring rain. 21-17, the Chicago Bears lead the Houston Texans in the first preseason game of the 2024 NFL season. But back to Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Deebo Samuel, and George Kittle in receiver. It's not as good as quarterback was last year, but it's good. It's decent. He made a business decision. One, Amon-Ra St. Brown is small. Two, he's like, there were three guys around me. I'm not about to get tackled by three guys. And three, he said, I've been hurt too much. Amon-Ra St. Brown had a banner year last year, and he got paid. Smart decision. I saw a lot of Yankee fans talking about the decision Judge made in center field against the Phillies on Wednesday, yesterday, where he didn't go full go for that ball, and the ball dropped. It did not matter. And at the time, at first, I'm like, Judge, what are you doing? And then the second thought I had was, that's exactly what Judge is supposed to be doing. He learned from last year. And maybe he lost the ball in the air or whatever, but I do not want to see Aaron Judge run into another wall ever again. It is not worth the out. Nope. Nope. Could you imagine if Aaron Judge ran into the wall to make that play and got hurt again, how that would have just sucked the air out of the room with the whole Jazz Chisholm and DJ game and the sweep and the five-game win streak. Oh, sorry, Yankee fans. Aaron Judge is on the aisle. Like, no, no. Business decision, good, Judge. Good. Mike is out on Staten Island. What's up, Mike? You're on the Fan.
Yo, what's going on, man? I'm very thankful you're taking my call here.
No problem.
Yeah, listen, so I'm a 20-year-old college student in Syracuse, and I know you were talking about earlier how, you know, the FN radio, especially for sports, it's, you guys are still going to be here. I'm coming into the industry, and right now I am the play-by-play announcer for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks. We're the Atlantic League team. Pablo Sandoval's on the team, so this is our third year. Yeah. Finally, I'm the play-by-play. Really excited. So I'm just looking for some advice. Like, where do I go from here?
You said you're 20 years old?
Yeah, 20 years old.
How many more semesters do you have until you graduate?
So I'm going to graduate a semester early, so I have three more.
Okay, so you just got to go to school. First off, keep doing what you're doing. It's good to have the opportunity that you have where you are, but maximize that opportunity. Get audio and video of yourself doing what you're doing. That's something that I wish I had. Like, I did a ton of radio shows at my university that I ended up getting them saved, but like losing the like flash drive that they were on, so I didn't really have a reel. And back then I used to be on Ustream, and then like that website went under, so I lost all the video. Now there's 10 different ways for you to have video and audio of you doing your thing that you can send to someone, but you also can put on like an online reel or portfolio, or just have on your social media. Now more than ever, it's so easy to be found, and it's not easy to make it, but it's easy to be seen, be visible because of social media. And if you're good and you put out good content, people are going to watch it and they're going to share and they're going to send it to other folks. What I would tell you is, you know, network. You know, I mentioned before, like, I have so much good out there about me. I've met a ton of people in the industry before I got to WFAN, and even while I'm now, you know, coming up on 3 years being on WFAN later this month, you know, your name enters rooms before you do. So be mindful of that with every hand that you shake, every Zoom call that you have, every, you know, coffee meeting or lunch that you have. Like, your first impressions and you know, how people receive you, that's going to travel. And the industry is smaller than you realize. It seems vast. It seems big because this is the Big Apple, New York City. But, man, so many of these people have been in the same spots. So many people have crossed paths, worked together at the same events. And, you know, everybody knows everybody. And what I would tell you is network where you are, continue to do what you do, but like actually capture it, capture the audio and video so you have that, and go to school and continue to learn and push through and get your degree, and then use those connections so that when you get out of school, hopefully you have a job right away or somewhere to go right away, because that is tough. I spent a lot of time, you know, worrying. I spent a lot of time thinking I wasn't going to use my degree or I wasn't going to make it after school because I didn't have any connections. There was zero nepotism, and there was, and I didn't have a reel, and I just didn't have enough of a resume or a portfolio to get in the door. It took me 10 years to build after graduating to actually break in.
I'm definitely working on that portfolio now. I mean, this is my second season as the play-by-play, so I'm starting to put together a reel. One more question for you, and I don't know if this is, might be a little personal, but you know, one thing I'm thinking, I'm trying to think of serious things that are kind of in my head right now. Like, I'm trying to think of family life. Like, say one day I'm working on a late night shift in your position. How do you do it? How do you manage that at home life when you're in the studio late night?
It's just there's just willpower, prayer, meditation, just blocking out the noise. Time management is key. Even when I think I'm managing my time well, I'm not. It's hard to sleep. Like, I took a nap today between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and I had to, like, you know, do some things in my apartment that I just moved into. Then I had to go pick up my son from the park, bring him back to my wife, drive in and fight the traffic. Like, it's just time management is the number one thing. And if you can schedule out your days as much as possible, try to do that. Some things are going to fall by the wayside. You're never going to feel like you do enough in 24 hours. But, you know, the driving force for me is that I have a show on WFAN. I have the opportunity that I wanted. And even when I'm tired, there are times where I feel like I'm falling asleep at the wheel at, you know, tonight at 2:45 when I finally park my car. Some of the nights where I'm on till 2 and I don't get home till 3 coming out of the city, but I pray and I know that I'm blessed. I know that I prayed for this. I know that this was God's plan for me, and that's what gives me the fuel. That's what pushes me through. And there's a lot to juggle and a lot to handle, but I also think back to when it was quiet for me. I also think about when I was broke, unemployed, nobody knew my name, no one was checking for me. I'd much rather have this struggle than that struggle.
I appreciate it. Hopefully next summer I'm going to put in that application to intern for the Fan. So hopefully I get to work alongside you someday.
Yeah, reach out to me on LinkedIn. I am always adding people on LinkedIn. I'm buried in messages on LinkedIn. I have a bunch of kids that have sent me emails to my email that's on my social media page. I try to give as much advice and help as I can because, like, you know, I felt like I didn't have that when I was younger. So, yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. Good luck with everything. Hopefully we do connect somewhere down the road. You never know. I look forward to it, especially since you took the time to call my show and wait on hold. The topic was advice for the radio industry. I thought you were calling to give me some advice. 888-808-1019. We got to take another break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be back in a few minutes. Told you we'd be back in a couple minutes. This is somebody's favorite show, KM to AM. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We've been talking about football and a little bit of baseball. And man, I have a long list of these football movies now. Before we get to 11 o'clock, the Casamigos big shot of the night, and open up the rest of the show, open mic hour 11 to midnight. Let's run through the movies that I got from people on air and people online and myself. So I think we're over 20 now. And Bernie Williams' manager, Forge, he's the man. He's definitely a movie buff. He sent me a couple other ones. I got to add those too. So I'm sure somebody on the line probably has these. And let's run through it. We made a list. I mean, you know, this is Sports Talk Radio. This is sports. There's always lists. I think Tommy and Morash were going through like a list of basketball movies. Here's my football list movie in no particular order. Football movie list. That's the right order to say it, not football list movie. Anyway, The Junction Boys, Varsity Blues, Friday Night Lights, Any Given Sunday, The Program, Remember the Titans, Little Giants, North Dallas 40, The Longest Yard, old version and new version. So I guess that puts us at 11. Wildcats, The Last Boy Scout, My All-American, The Blind Side, The Replacements, Brian Song, Newt Rockne, Trouble Along the Way, Invincible, Rudy, School Ties, Gridiron Gang. I just saw somebody drop off, so I guess I said the movie that they might have been calling to mention. That puts us at 23 football movies on the first day of the NFL preseason. John is in Eatontown. What's up, John? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going, man? I got a few things. Well, first off, when you talked about your son pooping in a tub, I got to tell you, today's my son Thomas's 27th birthday, and let me warn you, it goes by fast.
Happy birthday to your son. 27 years?
It took him to his favorite restaurant, Jack's, and we were sitting down there, and I'm thinking to myself, where did 27 years go?
Jack's Goal Line Stand, that's a Monmouth University staple. I know it well.
I figured you went to Monmouth. I figured you'd know what I was talking about.
Yeah, spent plenty of dollars and hours in Jack's in my time.
there's no better place.
Yeah.
But I got a movie you haven't hit yet, which is one of the great best. And if you tell me you can get through it without reaching for tissues, God bless you. We Are Marshall.
Oh, man. How did I forget We Are Marshall? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's you're definitely going to, I mean, you're going to cry every time. It's tragedy, but good movie.
I even got teary at the end of it when they were showing Chad Pennington. I think it's Byron Leftwich who hurt his leg, and the offensive linemen were carrying him down the field.
Yeah.
Do I have that? Was it Byron? I think so.
Yeah, that was Byron Leftwich. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. But a fantastic movie. And I'll give you one that'll make you laugh. Necessary Roughness with Sinbad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another one. I forgot. I mean, like, you know, there are so many football movies that have different, like, comedies or tragedies or, you know, there's just so many different themes within the football theme.
Oh, yeah. I know there's a movie with Al Pacino and Lawrence Taylor. Was it The Program? I can't remember what the movie was.
Any Given Sunday, right?
Oh, there you go. You got it.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, John. 888-808-1019. Sorry for cutting you there. Happy birthday to your son as well. I can't imagine my son being 27. I try to tell my wife that because my wife, you know, he's cute and she loves him as a baby. And, you know, I think I told you guys a couple of days ago, I'm like, I'm already being too tough on him. And my wife had to check me, like, he's 15 months. Like, you're going to be his dad and be an authority figure and make him tough and make him a man and all that. And I'm like, that's the whole thing. He's going to be a man one day. Like, I'm his dad. I have to be this. I have to be tough on him. But he's a baby. He doesn't know. He's not going to remember any of this. Anthony is in Tampa on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. I'm actually not in Tampa yet, making the drive down from Staten Island, relocating. So I'm listening on the Odyssey app, and thank you very much. Still keeping my New York ties with sports. I don't know why. My team's particularly torturing me, but I wanted to run through one movie, and I think it's the top three movie that nobody's named yet. And it might be the only actor who's on the list twice.
Go for
it. Would be The Waterboy by Adam Sandler.
Bro, I don't know how I leave Bobby Boucher off the list. What am I doing? Great call.
Thank you. Thank you very much. High quality movie. And hopefully, you know, I don't know. Hopefully they make a second one. That's what I heard. That there's rumors that there might be another one.
Yeah, they should remake that movie. That's a classic. Gatorade. Thanks for the call, Anthony. Man, that just made me think of Blue Mountain State. You ever watch Blue Mountain State? Yo, I know it's not a movie, but that's a great like TV series.
I think they did make a Blue Mountain State movie.
I'm looking it up now. I think Netflix might have had the movie. But where was the original, like, I know I watched the series, and I thought it was hilarious because I could relate to the kid in college as the third-string quarterback. That was a classic streaming series, Blue Mountain State. Obviously, they were like the same colors as the Waterboys team sitcom. It was on Spike TV. Does Spike TV even exist anymore? Man, I'm getting old. I remember watching every episode of that and like being tuned in for that. January 11, 2010, that came out. Man, I'm cooked out here. I am. The time is flying by. I got a whole kid now. Back when I was watching Blue Mountain State, I was probably telling people I'm never going to have a kid. Yes, Thad. Senior linebacker, team captain, Thad. That's great. I mean, now we have a list of 25 football movies. I'll have to like take a screenshot of this in my notes and put this on Twitter. Good job, everybody. Good job. And I'm like embarrassed that I didn't think of Rudy until late, but at least I thought of that on my own merit. But I left out We Are Marshall. I left out The Waterboy. There's got to be one or two other ones that I'm not thinking of that are just classics that everybody knows, everybody's seen. 888-808-1019. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Spoiler alert, it will not be one of the Mets or the Yankees because they didn't play. So stay tuned for that. And traditionally, when I do these five-hour shows, 11 to 12, I try to bang through the calls, open it up for whatever you guys want to talk about. So we'll do that and more right after this.